Let's look at the amazing Steve Jobs. I've been a fan of his for a long time. Let's see what he has to say about. Let's see what he has to say about failure. We've been doing quite a number of failure shows, or fear of failure shows, and you know what better person to get than Steve Jobs to drop a quote.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask, and that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act, and you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn. You know, with people on the phone, with starting a company, with whatever. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far. Most people never.
If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far. He is, you know, historically, famously known for being a little rough around the edges with the advice he doles out to others. But now, in retrospect, when we watch these older videos of him and stuff, they're quite momentous, in my opinion. This one in particular, it seems as though Steve Jobs was never really afraid of failure in that sense. He's, you know, we could go into his history of, you know, starting Apple and being the man in charge and essentially losing control of it, starting Next, having Apple buy them back and becoming CEO again, and leading that company back to, you know, becoming probably the most successful American company ever in the history of everything. He had thousands of failures along the way. You know, it wasn't something that he had success every time he turned the corner. I mean, he failed spectacularly. There's books and movies made about it. And, you know, there's something there. If he can fail on that such a spectacular level, I think we can each play with failure on a much smaller level, you know? So, you know, take that class, be first, try the new thing, you know? Don't worry so much about other people's opinions and what you think you might look like in those scenarios. Channel Steve Jobs, if you will. Another list-based one here. I'm just going to look at this one page, though, from Chris Wilkes. Good podcast too. It's a huge podcast, but he also has a great Instagram channel. But here's a list of things that are not doing the thing. Preparing to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Scheduling time to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Making a to-do list for the thing isn't doing the thing. Man, I coach a lot of people where this is the number one problem, in that they have to get started. And I think, you know, we've had some of these on here that talk about fear of failure, you know, failure in general, fear of how we look publicly, how we other people sort of think of us, I think is one that affects people's ability to get going. And this is sort of something that people do to get in the way of starting because they have these other fears or whatever, you know, planning, what do they call it? Paralysis by analysis. I mean, it can be personal. It can be business wise. You're afraid to lose money. You're afraid to, you know, mess your business up. You're afraid to ruin a project or whatever. And so you get stuck in this like planning phase, and it can really hold you back. But this is a good one. It was also in his newsletter, I think. But making, just when you're deep in the planning, just know why you're planning, and have that planning be a portion of the, you know, the attack, you know, not just the, you just, I know a lot of people that just do a ton of planning and that's it. They never act on it. Just like these things from the debrief here, you have to act on them. And remember, you know, these debrief type things, they're just out here to hopefully pull some usefulness out of the internet. There's so much junk, so many things that we come across, if you spend any time on your apps or whatever, you're going to come across videos and things that maybe inspire you like I do. Try to pull something from it. Try to find something that you can act on. And that's what the debrief is for. So if you have any that you've come across that you think are particularly good, send them to me. I would love to see them, maybe talk about them, maybe get you on the show to talk about them. Who knows? But definitely send them to me. I appreciate it. And until next time, get after it, y'all.